Come in real close. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Most of the leadership qualities that I have learned and that I've taught over the years come from the remarkable stories of biblical heroes. And in this series, Leadership Learned from Biblical Heroes, we're embarking on a journey through the lives and the experiences of biblical figures who have left a mark on history. Now, these heroes, they weren't just ordinary individuals. No. They were leaders of unparalleled courage, wisdom, and vision. And it's important to note that the Bible is so much more than just a spiritual guide. Friends, it is a treasure trove of leadership lessons just waiting to be uncovered. Now, whether you are a seasoned leader looking to refine your skills or you're just someone who's beginning their leadership journey today, don't worry, this series is for you. And I am so thrilled to have you join me today as we dive into a topic that is both timeless and timely. Today, we're going to explore the leadership principles that we can learn from one of history's most iconic figures, David. David, the scrawny little shepherd boy who defied all odds and became a mighty king. So, grab your coffee, grab your tea, or whatever beverage you prefer, and join me as we dive into today's topic. Welcome to the Do More Podcast. I'm your host, Ben, from BenRibble.com Coaching, where we focus on three foundational pillars. Those are leadership, productivity, and organization. Now, before we begin, I want to remind you that leadership, it's a skill that's not really confined to boardrooms or political arenas. I mean, leadership is about making a positive impact on the world around you. And it starts with you being the best version of yourself possible. So, whether you're leading a team, you're leading a family, or even if it's just you yourself, I believe that there's something valuable for you in this story of David. I mean, David's story is one of courage. It's one of resilience. And it's one of adaptability. And it's a story that is captured in the pages of the Bible. It's a story that can inspire and inform leadership today in our current world and our current culture. So, if you would, picture this. A massive giant named Goliath, standing at over 9 feet tall, and his armor glinting in the sun, his booming voice taunting and terrifying the Israelites across the battlefield. And if that doesn't scream impossible odds, well, I don't know what does. I mean, here's exactly how he's described in 1 Samuel 17, verses 4 through 7. It says, "A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet tall. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs, he wore bronze greaves, and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. And his shield bearer went ahead of him. Now, this passage introduces us to Goliath and describes this giant of a man who struck fear not only into the Israelites' hearts, but into every person who came across him. He was huge. He was a giant adversary. But friends, this is also the backdrop for David's incredible display of courage. Now you see, in the face of this seemingly insurmountable giant, our young hero, and keep in mind, he was very young at this time. He was the youngest of all of his siblings. He steps forward. I mean, David was not a soldier. That was not his main undertaking at the time. He was a shepherd. He spent most of his time tending to the sheep in the fields. So he was an unlikely hero by the world standards. Yet, he had a quality that all great leaders possess: courage. And David's courage came from his unwavering faith, his belief. He knew where his strength came from. He knew that it came from the Lord. And in 1 Samuel 17, verse 45, he actually says directly to Goliath, he says, "You come against me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." And that right there, friends, that is courage. David's courage didn't come from physical strength or from worldly experience. I mean, he looked at what David had there, the sword and the spear and the javelin, and those physical, war tools did not shake his faith. His faith came from a higher purpose. He knew that the strength he needed did not come from within himself or from his physical abilities, but more so from his faith in his Lord. And so this story also teaches us that true courage is not the absence of fear, but instead the ability to face it head on. I want to say that again because this is super important. David's story tells us that true courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to face it head on. And David's faith in God gave him the strength to take on this giant Goliath. And friends, in our leadership roles, we also have to have this kind of faith. We have to have faith in our abilities. We have to have faith in our team. And we have to have faith in our mission. We have to believe in what we do. We have to have faith in our why. So here is the big thing about courage and leadership. And hear me when I say this. It's not about never being afraid. It's about facing your fears head on. One more time. It's not about never being afraid. It's about facing your fears head on. And it's about believing in something bigger than yourself and just taking that leap of faith. Now, in your leadership journey, when you inevitably encounter your own giants, friends, you are going to encounter your own giants, be it a challenging project or a difficult conversation. I want you to remember to tap into the courage within you and face it head on. Will it be scary? Possibly. Will you be afraid? Most definitely. The important thing is that you face it head on.
Hey there, aspiring leaders and communication enthusiasts. Are you ready to take your leadership skills to the next level? Introducing the ultimate guide, Communicating Like a Leader, Skills for Effective Leadership. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting your journey, this free ebook is your golden ticket to mastering the art of communication. Learn how to inspire, influence, and lead with impact. From active listening to powerful persuasion, from empathetic understanding to confident public speaking, we've got you covered. Don't miss this chance. Visit benribble.com/communicate to get your free download. Unleash the leader within you, download your free copy today and step into a brighter, more communicative future. Communicating like a leader, skills for effective leadership, because great leaders aren't born, they're made through communication.
All right, now let's shift gears just a little bit. We just talked about David's courage and how we can utilize that in our leadership today. Now let's move on to resilience. Let's talk about David's resilience. Now, after David's victory over Goliath, his life didn't just become a magical bed of roses, or he didn't, you know, just ride around on unicorns and rainbows. No, quite the opposite, actually. He faced trials and tribulations. I mean, it was trial after trial after trial, adversity after adversity after adversity. But friends, it got so bad that he was even betrayed by his own countrymen. And in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, David's own men started to turn against him. And it says, David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters, but David found strength in the Lord his God. Look at that. David was greatly distressed. Why? Because his own countrymen were talking of stoning him. Friends, that means to death. Now, David's resilience in the face of adversity reminds us that leadership often involves overcoming challenges, often involves overcoming setbacks, even to the point of betrayal from those that you trust the most. But it's our ability to find strength in the midst of these trials that defines our leadership. And this is what happened with David. It was his ability to find strength, to dig deep, pull out that courage, and continue on in his journey in the midst of the trials. And that defined his leadership. And the same thing holds true for you. It's your ability to find strength in the midst of your trials that is going to define your leadership. So, friends, here's the key takeaway here. Leadership often comes with a side of adversity. I mean, that's just the way it is. And that's just the way it's going to be. It's the nature of the beast. But what sets truly great leaders apart is their ability to bounce back. It's their ability to carry on even when the going gets tough. And David, despite his many, many challenges, he held firm to his faith and to his purpose. He continued on. He understood the importance of persevering. All right, so we have talked so far about David's courage in his leadership, right? And we've talked about David's resilience. Let's move on to talking about David's adaptability. And you may be thinking, Ben, what does adaptability have to do with leadership? Well, let's look at David And then we'll talk a little bit more about that. I mean, David's journey from a shepherd boy to a mighty king, I mean, it was not a linear path. He did not just, you know, one day step off of the, you know, out of the pasture where he was shepherding his flock to sit in the throne room. I mean, if you read about David's story, there were so many plot twists. So there were so many turns in his journey that, I mean, this man had to adapt to so many different situations and so many different roles along the way. And he learned to lead not only on the battlefield, but he also learned how to be a ruler and a shepherd of his people. So, I mean, let's look at Psalm 23:1. It beautifully illustrates David's role as a shepherd. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." And what I love about this is that when David took on a role, he was so adaptable to that role that that became 100% of what he did. I mean, he did that to the best of his ability. And, you know, he took that role to heart. That's what he was doing. That was his job at that time. And when he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing," he did not desire to be more, to do more, or to get out of this role. Or like, he didn't say, you know, "I'm a shepherd. This kind of stinks. I don't want to be in this position. So I'm just going to kind of, you know, slack off and do as little as possible to make it by." No, he was the best that he could be in that position. And then in Psalm 78, verse 72, David's character as a king then is compared back to his time as a shepherd. So what's interesting again is that all of these different roles that David undertook played a part in the next role that he acquired. So being a shepherd, well, let's just continue on there. Like I said, in Psalm 78, verse 72, David is said to have shepherded his kingdom with integrity of heart and skillful hands. He led them. So the leadership that he learned as a shepherd, you know, never leaving anyone behind, and how to get them to follow him and things of that nature, and having that integrity of heart, those things all came into play when he became a king. David's adaptability. Now, what I'm talking about is his ability to lead in different contexts, teaches us without question that effective leadership requires us to be versatile and open to change. I mean, it's about being willing to learn and to grow and adapt to the ever-evolving landscape of leadership. And David's adaptability reminds us that leadership is not one size fits all. Friends, it requires us to be flexible, us to evolve with the times, and for us to embrace change. I mean, if there's one thing that is constant about leadership, it is change. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this thought. David's story is a testament to the enduring principles of courage, of resilience, and of adaptability in leadership. And whether you're facing giants in your life right now, or you're leading a team through challenging times, I want you to remember that you have the potential to be a David in today's world. Now, keep in mind, David's story isn't just ancient history. It's truly a timeless guide for leadership. And whether you're leading a team or managing a household or even just leading yourself toward personal growth, David's story has something to offer. So, as you go about your day, I want you to consider how you can embody these principles in your leadership journey. How can you be courageous? How can you be resilient? And how can you be, or have you been, adaptable? And friends, most important, have faith that with the right mindset and the guidance of the Lord, that you can overcome any giant, any adversity that stands in your way. You can do it, and I believe in you.